This is a wonderful, beautiful time of the year. But, you know, I was thinking about Romans 8:28 that says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God and called according to his will and purpose. And I was thinking that even happens sometimes with the calendar. The calendar worked together for good. This is Heritage Sunday. Monday is Memorial Day. And these are times when we come together to remember. Remember the founding of the Bethel United Methodist Church. And remember those who served our country and gave their lives for us to be free. You know, it's really cool the way that worked together. And, of course, this Sunday we'll gather at the pond for Heritage Sunday. And we always eat after the service. So hope and pray that you can come to be with us. And if you're listening to this early, you still got time to come to the pond and be blessed by a good message about remembering and also a time of fellowship. So with that said, I hope and pray that this is the beginning of, official beginning of the summer. Can you believe it? Another couple days, it'll be June. And so anyhow, annual conference is coming up starting on June the 5th down in Lakeland. Judy and I will be traveling down. The general conference now changed the discipline so that all clergy that is under appointment, whether it's pulpit supply, local pastors, deacons, elders, whatever, they now require us to come to annual conference. Now, I haven't been for years because after I retired, I didn't see no need to go. I watch online all the events of annual conference, but there wasn't no need for me to travel 2, 3, 4 hours to go there. So, but now it's mandatory, and Judy and I will be traveling down to do our duty as we serve at the pleasure of the bishop. So with that said, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day, planning a wonderful weekend on celebrating people that have been special in our lives, who gave their life so that we may be free, and special people who been a part of our church that maybe have since went home. You know, it's really, really a wonderful opportunity. Now, I could not join man's army because I cut my toes off with a power mower when I was 15, and when I went to enlist, they wouldn't take me because they said, oh no, you don't have a big toe, so you don't have any balance. Well, I ended up playing football with no problem, but when I went to enlist, they said, no, Ralphie, sorry, we can't use you. And then a few years later, Vietnam broke out, so maybe God had other plans for me. I don't know, but here I am serving in the army of the Lord, and anybody that accepts Christ into their life joins the army of the Lord. So we're grateful for that. So I hope and pray you have a good day and a wonderful weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.